Check. Next, I'd like to introduce...
Throw your hands in the air if you're a true player.
This is Sheeman and Shepherd.
That boy is good.
Good and terrible.
You shut your mouth.
I think you two dudes are going to become real homies.
Where do we find these guys?
Oh, man, I hate those guys.
Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Hello and greetings, Southwest Florida. It is a hump day Wednesday. We'll get you through the middle of your work week with 4 hours of fun, nonsense, and maybe a little bit of sports information along the way. I am Craig Sheeman along with Pete Shepherd. That's why we're Sheeman and Shepherd. We got Chris on the other side of the glass, and we are ready to go. Our phone number is 239-337-ESPN. That's also 239-337-3776. It's also our Stony Brook Golf Club text line as well. Follow us on Twitter at 99.3ESPN. Follow me at Craig ESPN. Pete Shepherd is at PShep326. And don't forget to download our app and check out our website, 99.3ESPN.com. Pete Shepherd, how are you?
Fantastic. What's going on? Great.
How'd you do poker last night? I didn't make it too far. I left.
Yeah, you were gone. I looked up. You were gone. We had 70 players last night.
That's pretty good.
I finished, I think it was 16th. It's a tough night. Just didn't get a lot of my position and never had a good hand to start most of the night. But I hung in there, tripled up kind of midway through, hung around.
You know what I like about that night?
I think Mike from Fort Myers knocked me out. Good guy. But what a great response.
Well, I ran into Rick Astley, the texter. I love it. People come up to us now in public. They don't introduce themselves. They say, well, I'm so-and-so from the text line with their nickname. I love that. Or another guy came up to me last night. Hey, I'm so-and-so. I beat Pete in Wikipedia 2 months ago.
That's right.
On the reptile question.
Yes.
I love that.
I met him, too. It was great. And another thing, too.
Chris, that guy that called you during the show yesterday for last second straight, he showed up wearing a Miami Heat hat.
People that have never been there before because of what we do on this show. That's what it's all about. That's fantastic. I met at least 8 or 9 new people last night that I know were there because of the show. So it was great.
It's a good time. We're there the third Tuesday of every month.
Also want to thank our servers, Tammy, awesome cocktail waitress. Don behind the bar was awesome. And Josh, who runs the poker room, our tournament anyway. He's a really good
male
dude.
Don or female Don?
Don, D-A-W-N.
Okay, I don't know. It's said the same way.
No,
well, plus
not.
With his accent.
Don
and Don?
Don
and Don sound the
same.
I
guess it's a little different.
Like Don Mattingly. I mean, it sounds the same.
I don't say Don Mattingly. I'm not from New York.
I believe Miss Susan knocked me out for $100 last night. So congratulations.
You were gone.
All
of a sudden, you weren't there.
Yeah, I didn't make it to the second break. But
yeesh.
Just ran out of money.
Yeesh.
I ran out of money.
It's always a problem.
What can I say?
Well, it's a turbo tournament. It's 15 minutes blind, so you got to pick and choose your spot. But I need to sit down with you someday.
Yeah.
And just go over some of
the... You keep threatening to coach me.
Well, no, we got to do it. Nice. I think in about 10, 15 minutes you can... I think your problem is just about position, knowing when to shove all in at times.
I rarely shove all in.
Well, there's times where you
got... It's your problem, Craig.
Really?
You got to risk it for the biscuit.
Well, if I risk it for the biscuit early on and I shove in 2 minutes after I showed up, well, that's the embarrassing walk of shame in front of everybody. So I try to play conservatively early on.
And that's a smart... I mean, you play conservative, you're going to fold 85% of the time. But look, you shove all in the first hand if you think you got the nuts, which is the best hand.
How embarrassing would that be at 7:01? Bye, everybody. Here's your $100.
Hey, it happens. You don't think that happens in most tournaments? Aces over kings,
vice versa. Not to me.
If you got pocket kings, and you're betting right from the beginning, and it's second best hand in poker to start, and somebody has aces right off the bat, it's happened to me. You're gonna lose.
All right, if I get pocket kings, I'm shoving all in right
away. No, I didn't say that.
Oh, I thought that's what you just said.
No, but as the hand goes on, and maybe you think you have the best hand all the way, and, you know, say there's a 2, a 6, and a, you know, a queen up there, and you got pocket kings.
Yeah.
And somebody shoves all in, somebody shoves all in before you, you might say, ugh, I got pocket kings. Yeah, you're hoping, what is he, dumb? Does he have just ace queen he's going to shove? Or maybe he flopped a set of queens or flopped a set of six. Anyway.
I hate it when I get dealt a hand like a 2 and a 5. I'm like, I got nothing here. And then the next.
You can make a straight out of that, Craig.
Next 3 cards are 3, no. 4, and 6. I'm like, gosh, that's happened to me twice, actually.
Yeah, but the odds of flopping a straight are very small. And the odds of flopping a flush are like 1.5%.
Yeah, you got to look for the nuts.
Excuse me?
Yeah.
What does
the nuts
that mean?
Is the best hand.
What's a nuts?
The nuts.
The nuts means you have the best hand. In fact, if you don't bet the best hand on the river, you get penalized.
What do you mean looking for the nuts?
You're looking for...
The best hand is called the nuts in poker.
But nobody really...
Somebody says you got the nut flush. It means you have... That's the ace high flush.
I just don't like how this sounds.
But that's what it... That's, it's no, poker it's, lingo. It's not dirty. That's what it's called.
It's not like D's nuts. Like, it's like...
The nut flush means you have the ace... You have a flush that includes the ace.
All right. Well,
second nut flush would be the king, and so on and so forth.
This sounds like Minshew's got an offer to do an adult. Gardner Minshew's got an endorsement deal up to $1 million offered to him to do some porno thing.
Easy money.
Because of the mustache.
Easy money for him.
All right. Before we really go down this path, let's warm up the band with a Sports Center rundown, ladies and gentlemen. Here's Chris.
The Eagles ain't flying. They're limping into week three. In fact, it's so bad with injuries that they canceled practice in favor of a walkthrough today. Sean Payton declined to name a starter for the Saints' first game without Drew Brees, saying that they're going to go with a two-quarterback approach with Teddy Bridgewater and Taysom Hill. The Jets have signed David Fales to back up Luke Falk for Sunday's game against the Patriots. That should make a big difference. And Rick Pitino and Louisville have reached a settlement. It's going to say that he resigned, not got fired. There's no money tied to that settlement.
So he lost. You're still out.
Yeah.
You don't get the contract.
Yeah.
You're still the scourge of college basketball.
I know Lebertard brought this up today, but I would have brought it up too.
I mean,
Falk fails. Fails Falk.
Yeah, it's...
Be careful.
Look, I mean, you're taking retreads from the Miami Dolphins practice squad for the last 2 years, and they're playing games for you, New York Jets fans.
This is Adam Gase's. This is go-to guys. I am shocked he hasn't called Jay Cutler.
David Fales started a game for the Dolphins.
I know.
It was week 17 when they were out of playoff contention.
What's their point spread now?
Well, it was, 24?
It's 23.5. Now it's, that's why I have to look again. It was 21.5.
It's the highest in 35 years,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it's big.
The biggest ever, I believe, was a...
We got to be getting close.
2011 matchup between the Patriots and the Colts. I think Pete's brought that up before.
Yeah.
Man.
Now, Stephen A. Smith had said, I don't know if it was today or yesterday, but he talked about, you know, Colin Kaepernick's agent has reached out to three teams so far, Pittsburgh, the Jets, and the Saints. Pittsburgh is a no, and I don't know what the Jets and the Saints are thinking, but I know that's according to Stephen A. His agent's reached out to those three teams.
His agent said
he's in the best shape of his life, works out 5 days a week at 5 a.m. for 3 years.
Is it best for Colin? I mean, right now you got to take anything if you truly want to get back into the league. Do you want to get back to a team that, like the Saints? We know Drew Brees is going to come marching back in 6 weeks, in theory.
Oh, when the Saints go marching in. Oh, when the Saints go marching in, I want to be in that number when the Saints go marching in.
Thanks, just saying the PC Friars theme song.
Not bad. I thought that was it.
Awesome.
To further my point, does he want to, before I was interrupted with the awesome rendition, you go to the Jets when you know that Sam Darnold's going to be coming back in 3 weeks.
Wait a second,
or would it be
Craig,
better to be? Yeah, yes.
Colin Kaepernick is going to Pee Wee football if they ask.
Well, I'm just saying he'd go anywhere. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, I understand what you're saying, and ideally he would like to. I think ideally he'd probably want to go to Pittsburgh or the Saints, the team. I still think the Steelers have a shot to get back in it, but the Jets are done.
How about Carolina? Cam Newton's
makes
walking
sense.
Around in a boot.
Hey, Ron
right
Rivera
makes
told
sense.
Us on Monday that there's no foot, after Sunday, there's no foot issue with Cam Newton. None at all.
He can't be picky, right?
Who?
Like if
Ron
an
Rivera?
No.
Colin Kaepernick?
Colin Kaepernick.
No,
if an NFL team comes out and is like, guys, we tried to sign Colin Kaepernick and he said no.
But didn't
he can't do that?
Wasn't that the case before with like the Seahawks, somebody? But he wanted starter money, and it ended that conversation right there.
Yeah, that did happen.
Pete Carroll said that he viewed Colin Kaepernick as a starter, not a backup. That's why he didn't want to put him in a backup.
Oh, that
role.
Was a nice way of saying no, but no thanks, and keeping Pete Carroll out of trouble.
And that's in Seattle,
right?
Like
that locker room's built for diversity.
Well, I'm more talking about the city.
Or the city, okay,
yes.
Fine. Well.
And the
know.
Slight left-leaning that they see the world through.
Sure. Look, I think the time enough time has passed. I think with the exception of Miami because of the Castro thing, I think he could come in and there won't be protests and big. We've seen worse come back to the NFL.
We have
Michael Vick came back. There were no tickets.
Forget Michael Vick. We got people beating up wives and girlfriends who are getting contract extensions. By the way, Antonio Brown has one less potential complication arising from a lawsuit filed against him last week for sexual assault and rape. This is fairly new, the last 45 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
The Allegheny County, Pennsylvania District Attorney has explored the alleged incident between Brown and Brittany Taylor that had occurred in Pittsburgh, but that the statute of limitations prevents criminal charges from being pursued. Two of the incidents mentioned in Taylor's complaint occurred in Florida. In Pittsburgh, Brown allegedly walked into a bathroom with his junk exposed and grabbed and kissed Taylor without her consent. Two other incidents which happened in Florida involve far more troubling allegations, including a claim of forcible rape. It's unknown whether criminal investigation or prosecution will occur there. But if Brown ever faces criminal charges for the accusations made by Taylor, he could be placed on paid leave and probably cut by the Patriots immediately.
It's looked like he's cleared the week three hurdle for being named on the exemption list by the commissioner, so he looks like he's definitely going to be able to play for the Patriots this weekend. Again, how long does this drag on? Your team has a shot at going 9-0 here. Everything's running on cruise control.
With or without him.
I agree, but chemistry and wasting practice snaps on the guy.
I totally agree. It's just a matter. To me, like I said, it's just a matter of time. I still would cut him now if you're wasting my time because I told you the one word that described him is like what Thanos said about himself. Inevitable. Mm. It is inevitable that he will screw this up and they will have to cut him. I'm absolutely convinced of it. No one will tell me otherwise. I don't give a damn about due process and all that stuff. Yes, as far as these allegations go, you're waiting it out. But this guy's a bad dude, and he will screw up again. It's just a matter of minutes.
Did you see who his girlfriend is?
Hours.
This is out there.
Yeah, I'm sure he only has one.
Well, yeah, I know he's got the baby. Yeah. So apparently, now he is spending some time with Le'Veon Bell's baby mama drama.
The one who robbed him?
That's what I was going to ask. Her name is Charisse. Is that the one that robbed him of?
No, I thought the two girls
he didn't know.
Yeah.
This is a side piece to the side piece.
It's tough to keep them all straight.
How do you keep them all
straight? I mean, this is from an outsider's point of view. Can you imagine how tough it is for AB and Le'Veon to keep the name straight?
I don't know.
AB screws anybody, anything that's near his house. We all know that.
He's got five kids.
Anybody, you know. It's just like, he doesn't have one girlfriend.
With the same woman, by the way.
Yeah. So let's, you know. Crazy.
Me, not AB.
Right. The same way. AB has five kids, two women. I think that's a score.
But it's 4-1.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I believe it's 4-4 with one and just one with the other.
Not quite a Sean Kemp situation just yet.
No.
But give him time. He's young. And he likes to show his package
all the time,
a lot
stuff. All the time.
That seems to be coming up in all these stories about
Rick Ashley fan checking in. Awesome that you guys
thank you for coming to poker last night.
Seventh in the money. Nice.
He really?
Yeah, I think top 7 or 8 were getting paid. And
he's a Michigan man too.
Lost with pocket aces. Yep,
that's good. And enjoyed talking to him last
Rockets
night. What
Rockets? That's what we call pocket aces, pocket Rockets.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Come on, guys. It's disrespectful to say they will go 9-0. The Bills will give them a run. I know Brady owns them, but give a chance. Well, you always have a chance. I'm just looking at schedule.
I'm just not going to count it as a win.
I'm not saying. I believe they will go 9-0. I think Buffalo has a good shot to make the postseason. Don't get me wrong. I love what I'm seeing out of them.
Oh, the Bills. 2-0.
Awesome
hosting
defense.
The Bungles this weekend.
3-0.
Then the Pats.
And this is a game sometimes Buffalo. They play down to level their opponent, and they lose. They got to, you know, I want to see something this week out of them. I like Josh Allen. I'm rooting for him.
First game at home this weekend for the Bills. Mm-hmm. I like him.
Much, much improved.
They should win that game.
Josh Allen, I think, is a sneaky fantasy play this weekend as well, if you're in a bind.
He was drafted because everybody went ooh and ah over the strength of his arm, but then we learned he could run. That was what we learned about him last year. And this year, he seems to be putting it together. I mean, right now, after two weeks, I got to put him on my short list of most improved player.
Yeah, I mean, let's not forget that his first three quarters against the Jets, they scored 0 points. It was pretty atrocious what was going on. But once C.J. Mosley went out of the game, I mean, things opened up for
Allen. It was good last week. They were down 7-0 last week, and they came right back. I am fascinated by the Giants this week and Daniel Jones and Tampa Bay. And
a game I'm pissed that we can't see.
We can listen
to it here on 99.3 ESPN.
You absolutely can see it in a lot of places. But Todd Bowles, better come up with some really interesting blitz packages. I'm sure he will. I'm sure he will. I have no doubt the defense will be fine against the Giants.
This isn't Mike Smith. This is Todd Bowles. He'll figure it out.
He will. And it's just whether they can execute it. But if this is one of those games that Tampa Bay, they should win this game. They should win this game.
Yep.
Now, they got to play better than they did against Carolina. They have to. They have to play a little bit better than they did against Carolina.
Well, I don't know. It's the Giants. I mean, if you can somewhat contain Saquon Barkley, I don't know that they have to play that much greater than they did
against
Carolina.
Don't you get the feeling that game's going to go right down? I feel that game is going to go right down to the wire last second. I don't really know.
Tampa's a six-point favorite right now, right?
Seven.
Seven?
Yeah. Ride
Doesn't that scare you?
Got a tough time laying seven with Jameis as a QB.
I have visions. I think the last time the Giants came to town, wasn't that one of Jameis's red zone? No,
red zone debacles.
Yeah,
yeah. Well, that's that. You know, there's a big list of that.
It does. I need to be more specific.
Yeah, yeah. You're leading the you're leading the league in turnover since 2015.
Yeah,
but you can hear that game right here on 99.3 ESPN.
That's right.
Coverage starts at 3 with kickoff at 4:05.
Mm. That's pretty good.
But Eli Manning today, I mean, handling with class and dignity as far as and Daniel Jones, are we going to be hearing from him at some point today?
He spoke today with the media.
And so did Eli Manning. They both
did. I expect nothing but class from Eli.
Yeah, he was
probably
fine.
a little bit passive on the situation.
He was fine. It just, you know, that situation, when you look at it, if you're a Giants fan, and you got to separate the sentimentality crap, all right? Because really what Mara's doing is keeping an $11 million backup on the bench because – He hasn't been sentimental with a lot of other people in that organization over the past.
Pete, if you had made this decision 14 days ago, they could have saved themselves $11 million this year and just cut the guy and let him go.
Totally agree, and that's what they should have done.
I mean, what's the best way to let a quote unquote superstar, whatever you want to call him, go when it's past his prime? Do you cut him in the preseason? Do you cut him March 1st? I think you go your separate ways March 1st. That's the best way to do it.
Now,
I don't know why they waited 2 weeks into the season.
I'll tell you why. They got caught up with the fans again, just like they did last year. Last year, they took a beating when they benched them, and they should have benched them.
2 years ago.
No, last year.
It was
the end of 2 years ago, right?
It was McAdoo, not Shermer.
Yeah, it was McAdoo.
Okay, 2 years ago. My bad.
But we already went
him and his awful
but we already
haircut
ripped the Band-Aid
had to explain
off.
It.
Yeah, the Band-Aid was ripped
off. The Band-Aid was ripped off.
And then he got booed off the field last week, and they apparently listened to him. I'm telling you, I think that's a big part of it. I don't know why. I mean, the Mara family is very respected. I get it. But they have gone over the top with this guy. It's a bad business move. Sentimentality? Stop it. There's no sentimentality in the NFL.
Well, I mean, you
always come back and sign a one-day contract at the end and retire.
That's where your sentiment comes
from. Yeah,
you got
why.
A competent backup quarterback now. And, I mean, we've seen quarterbacks are going down left and right across the league.
Right.
Like, now you've got...
Oh, Eli's the competent backup now?
That's what I'm saying.
But it doesn't really matter for the Giants because we don't expect anything.
No.
Because remember, I mean, like we've talked about on the show, when you've got a rookie quarterback, you can afford to put money elsewhere because he's not taking up, 13, 14, 15% of your salary cap.
Yep.
He's taking up 1% of your salary cap.
It should be $2, $3, or $4 million for a backup. Tops.
Right. So basically you're paying your...
Triple that.
Your backup starter money, and you're paying your starter backup money. So it all comes out in the wash.
And according to your general manager textbook on how to run an NFL team, Saquon Barkley after next year will probably start holding out for a new deal after 3 years in the league.
You got to start worrying about that.
That's what you do now, right?
Yeah.
Then you have to pay him some big money after next year.
Yeah.
Drew Brees is having surgery today. I think he's flying out to Los Angeles to do it. And there's
thought he was going to Houston.
Well, he visited a doctor in Houston, then he visited one in L.A.
Oh, okay.
I don't know
That's
which one he picked, but he got a second opinion. They both said, we got to cut you.
Houston's closer.
Tyreek Hill in the Chiefs locker room before practice today. Didn't look like a guy who was going to be out much longer, says Adam Teicher, who covers them. He no longer had his right arm in a sling and was dribbling a basketball, ... with each hand.
Was he carrying his son with him?
I don't know.
Oh,
I'm just asking. Wow. I mean, as long as his arm's not broken.
Jesse Walsh on Twitter tweeted back, said, must have been exhausting beating the kid with only one hand, dirtbag.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So bad. Jalen Ramsey unlikely to be traded before Thursday night's game? They play in Thursday night football.
Could you stop making it a distraction, please?
You're making
it a distraction.
It's only a distraction if Chris lets it be a distraction and railroads the show again, talking about Doug Marrone's not allowed to talk to his players.
Just don't have obtuse points of view then.
Now, Deion Sanders said today, there's no way in hell the Jaguars should play him on Thursday because he is going to be traded. Why risk the injury? You've got a first-round pick sitting right there. in trade value. If he injures himself,
maybe you would think. You would think.
But then the Jaguars think they're a good team and they want to try and win this football game. They still own his rights. Go play him. I'm sure he'll play, right?
Yes.
I think he will.
Yes.
I think he will.
He will play.
He will play.
Because you're going to milk every play out of the guy before you ship him off for a first round and a second round draft pick.
What if he blows out his knee?
Well, then the bleep out of luck, as they say.
We'll see you at training camp next year, Jalen.
Bleep out of luck, as they say. But and he has to play. But I mean, you're in this position. You're not going to dog it because that just makes your trade value go down. You're not going to. You know.
But if you're Jalen, do you care? I don't care what I get traded for. I just want out of Duval County.
I'm going to go with the premise, as nut job as he is, and I think he's at least half a nut job, that you know he has some pride and he wants to look as good as he possibly can.
Oh, he has a ton of pride.
Yeah.
Ton of pride.
I know he does. That's why I'm saying
too much.
I don't see him ever.
I don't know what that means. Too much pride.
He's cocky and arrogant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like every great cornerback in the history of football.
Now, let me tell you this. Deion Sanders never called out every quarterback in the league and said, you all suck and I'm better than you. Never.
He would have if GQ interviewed him.
I don't think he would have.
The guy was a hired.
Because Deion was a great teammate. And Jalen Ramsey's not a great teammate.
He was a hired hitman, basically going back and forth from San Francisco and Dallas just to win its Super Bowl ring.
I got no problem with what he did. I got no problem with how Deion handled his business.
Revisionist history.
Beach Boys.
Seriously?
Beach Boy says, unless she's already stated this, the reason Eli is being benched is to keep his record even at 116-1.
Yeah, right. No more losses.
No. But you know what? They let the fans decide. They boot him off the field. LeBron here to number three. I missed a few minutes, but what's your guys' opinion? Eli and Hall of Fame, I think he's a lock. Well, should be. What say you? No, I don't know.
Well, if you want to listen to it, you can go back to 99.3ESPN.com, download the 5 o'clock hour from yesterday where we got into this exact conversation.
But I'll tell you what, it may warrant more further discussion. When you really start looking at the numbers, and I'm one that says, no, I would not put him in.
I say no.
It's one of the great sports talk radio debates, I think, that could come up. We always say about Hall of Famers in any sport, well, if you have to think about it, he's not in. I think in the NFL, though, you kind of got to make some exceptions here. I think in baseball, sometimes it's a little more obvious.
And it's tough in football as well because
of the errors. Specifically the
quarterback spot. Well, it's like you can't just arbitrarily say, Eli Manning, more passing yards than Roger Staubach. Well, it was a completely different game back then.
I would look at it objectively because a couple of years ago I said, no freaking way is this guy ever getting in. But now when I look at all the numbers, and today there was a great piece that came out, I think in the Daily News, which I'll go over, and they secretly polled 48 Hall of Fame voters anonymously. And I think it warrants this guy. It's an interesting, they're all anonymous, and they had their reasons for and against.
Yeah.
And you could certainly make the case for either or. You really can. When you start, I never thought I would say that 2 years ago, but I'm saying it now. I personally wouldn't. And my main reason is, out of all the numbers and everything else, despite 14th interceptions, and there's a lot of pros, what he did in the Super Bowl years and all that stuff, but he never, ever was named to an all-pro team. Not a Pro Bowl, all-pro. Right. And that is the elite that separates you the best of the best.
That means he was never the best.
That never happened.
Yeah, Mitch Trubisky has been a Pro Bowl quarterback.
But not all.
No, I'm not talking about Pro Bowl. I'm talking about all pro.
No, what I'm saying is that the Pro Bowl means nothing.
Right.
No.
Right. Means you're in the top half of the league, and they ran out of guys, and you got
everybody who's playing in the Super Bowl is going to bow out inevitably. Right. Everybody who's hurt a little, is going to bow out. So,
but I do think it. The article was in NewJersey.com by the guy who covers the Giants. It's pretty interesting stuff.
Yeah,
it'll make you think. Those of you who don't think he belongs will make you think, and those of you who think he does absolutely belong, it will make you think.
Yeah, I'm with you. I don't think he does. I think we made a pretty strong case against it yesterday. But anyway, we'll see what happens. And later on, I got a list of possible landing places for him if he would like to go elsewhere. And remember, he's have no trade clause, and maybe he just rides off into the sunset as a backup for the Giants this year. Don't forget, tomorrow, as we alluded to a moment ago, Thursday night football, Jacksonville and Tennessee. That's at 8 o'clock, brought to you by Twin Peaks. When we come back, the biggest regret of Nick Saban's professional career. Have you heard this, Chris? Do you know what this is?
Not like his time in the NFL or just coaching, period?
I'll tell you when I come back.
Okay, no, I have not seen
it. Can I guess it's not taking Chris when he tried to walk on the team?
Yeah. Rudy.
I think I would have made a really good defensive back.
Did you ever consider that when you were there?
Hell no.
Why?
Are you? Have you seen me?
Just for bleeps and giggles.
I would die. I would be killed on a football field.
But the first day you might.
Maybe I could say it, or maybe I would die.
Pete, that really would have gotten in the way of his drinking schedule.
True, but for one day.
I'm 184 pounds. Now, I was a buck 55, 60 at the time.
Bigger than Rudy, so you could have, but at least you could have said.
I didn't have his heart.
You would have named it. You would have made it probably through the first hour or two. They would have probably cut, but at least.
I never gave it a second thought. The Indiana quarterback lived in the dorm room next to me, and I had football players around all the time. I never
thought. Think of all the hot chicks you could have been around.
Yeah. There were some stories.
The downside
is I don't believe it.
Death.
Yeah, you could die.
You might have even had to have been physical with anybody. It might have just been conditioning.
No, death.
Well, that as well would just rule me out of condition.
I mean, he barely looks like a punter. What are you talking about? Maybe a place kicker.
Punter.
See?
Yeah, but you see what happened to that kicker from Buffalo, the college? Let's just say Joe Theismann called him on the way home. Oh. It was snap, crackle, pop. Now, you got to be a place kicker.
That was against Liberty.
Yeah.
No.
You got to be a place kicker.
He's a dirty coach. A lot of Greg Williams in that guy.
All right. Nick Saban's greatest regret and Urban Meyer's talking, so you know lies are coming out of his mouth. I'll share that with you as well. Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app on a hump day Wednesday. Thanks for the text from Purdue Burger Kyle, a big old ship. It says, greetings from the harbor. Thank you. Appreciate that.
What harbor?
This could be.
That looks like the country.
This could be here. This could be here.
I've never seen that pirate ship.
No,
there's one pirate ship down by Fort Myers Beach.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's not that.
To the left of Fort Myers, the bridge. When you're going over the bridge.
Yeah, that seems much bigger.
No, I think that's the ship over there.
Okay, I've never been on it.
Over by Parrot Key down there?
Yeah. No, we're talking about the same one.
Okay.
There aren't multiple pirate ships just roaming around the seas of Southwest Florida.
I don't know. There's rumor to be buried treasure on Captiva from back in the day. I haven't found it yet.
You drive around those barrier islands, like the small ones, you can find some stuff.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
In the ocean.
Piracy was real.
Have you ever found anything?
No, but I've heard stuff.
Let's go take your father-in-law's boat out there and let's go.
Find an arm and
let's
a leg.
Start digging. I'll get the metal detector.
I'll stay on the beach with a beer.
I was wondering why Rose in the bedroom guy kept texting XFL emblems, but... Now I see.
Because it's got the Miami Dolphins.
Okay, I get it. That's it's good. Okay, I was just wondering.
I think he's been working. I'm like, why? That was 2 weeks old. Miami Dolphins are on there.
Guys, we got like four of those yesterday.
I know. I was trying to figure out. I didn't notice.
Me neither.
Rose is a bedroom guy. He's a regular listener to the show, and I was trying to figure out where he was going with that. Now I know. We get 300 of these an hour. Sometimes I'll miss a detail. But
breaking news.
Hit the sounder.
No. I'm being facetious. Adam Gase says Antonio Brown is one of the best receivers in the league.
Oh.
Moments ago.
That is breaking news.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I've got some news for you. This is college football as we pivot a little bit here. I got some Nick Saban, and then I got some Urban Meyer. First of all, Nick Saban, he was doing an interview here recently, and he said he had one regret in his professional career. You two threw out some guesses.
Oh, I got a really good guess, actually, now that I've sat and thought about it a little harder. Signing Dante Culpepper over Drew Brees.
No.
No,
that's not his biggest professional. That's a good one.
Then he's a liar.
Then we could come up with a list. That's a good one.
So it's not college, it's a pro. It's what happened with the Dolphins?
Well, yes and no. Well, I might as well just tell you.
Right, let me guess.
This could drag out forever.
That he left to go to the Dolphins.
Specifically that he left LSU is his biggest regret.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, it was because he should have stayed in college football. But at that time, he said he thought coaching in the pros was like the pinnacle of coaching. He has since regretted that decision, said it was a mistake, and it was a tough decision to leave LSU to go to the Dolphins. But leaving LSU for the Dolphins was his biggest regret of his entire career.
Do you think he would have left LSU for another college program Or do you think he'd still be there? If we do the butterfly effect.
Well, remember, he said he spent a lot of time building that program up. They won a championship, yep. And they were rolling just like they are in Alabama. Mm-hmm. I think it's feasible to think that he might have stayed there.
And Ed Orgeron would have never happened.
Orgeron would be coaching Alabama.
Yeah.
No, Dabo would be.
Well, yeah.
Oh, you like that?
I love that idea.
You've already got Nick Saban. How can you dream about Dabo Sweeney?
Dabo's younger.
Oh, that's just ridiculous. You can't have them all.
Dabo's got 20 years left in front of him.
Spread them out.
Maybe five.
Five, maybe two. He's like 76 years old, isn't
he? Nick Saban is not 76 years old.
He's well into his 70s.
No, he's not.
Look it up.
He's in his 60s.
No, he's not in his 60s.
I think he's 70.
He's in his 70s. There's no doubt about it.
Computer freeze up.
I'd almost bet a sandwich he's on his 70s.
All right, let's bet.
He's born on Halloween.
Really?
1951. He is 67 years old.
Wow.
Sandwich!
No, I didn't bet the sandwich.
Yes, you did. I said I'd almost be willing to bet a sandwich on that. Go back to the tape of 22 seconds ago.
Wait a minute.
Do we have that kind of technology here?
Yeah, we do.
Is that possible? Stone cold guaranteed. I said I might bet a sandwich on it, but I didn't. So there. All right, next, let's rip on Urban Meyer. He did an interview recently. And by the way, I'll just stay with Urban. Urban said, according to this article, that he sounds like he's ready for coaching again. He didn't come out and say it, but he talked about with Cleveland.com's Doug Lesmarisis. I don't know how you say his name.
It doesn't matter. But yeah,
he said his whole life for 33 years is getting ready for the next battle. It's win or lose, and you're out there, and it's not just the games. It's out there recruiting every day, and you're recruiting against Alabama and Clemson every day. And he's having trouble filling that void at that level in his life right now. Let me go back and repeat something I said to you this summer.
You're just bringing it up.
He didn't leave Ohio State because he's tired or his health problems, like he said, at Florida.
Although he does have health problems.
He left because he did not like being slapped on the wrist with a three-game suspension. How dare they do that to the mighty Pope Urban?
Mm-hmm.
That is why he stepped down at the end of the year. He still wants to coach.
He got off easy, too.
I claim he's waiting for the Notre Dame job, but he may have a shot at USC.
Will USC pay? How much will USC pay, Craig?
I don't think top dollar.
Those are your people out there.
I don't think top dollar. USC and UCLA do not pay.
But maybe with the renovation of the Coliseum, maybe they've changed their philosophy, Craig. Don't you think? They kind of have to.
Well, they're going to get a new AD because Lynn Swann was fired a week ago.
It makes a gigantic difference in recruiting. It's the second most kids out of in the pros, or you know, is out of state of California after Florida.
Oh, and particularly Southern California.
Yeah.
I mean, you talk about
they see who they hired for the AD, and if he has any urban connections, that'll be your clue.
When you go actual hotbeds, like I'm talking to a small area, it's Southern California and South Florida.
Right.
Like those are the two. Texas, it's much more widespread across the entire state.
It changes the entire
dynamic. Dallas, I guess, has really good high school football.
The entire dynamic of the Pac-12 gets changed if he ever goes there.
Mm.
Completely. All of a sudden, the whole conference becomes relevant again. I know it sounds nuts, but it will if he goes there. As much as I despise him, I certainly respect him as what he's done as a coach. I mean, there's no doubt. But he instantaneously makes not only the USC, but, you know, it makes the Pac-12 in the spotlight again.
He brings legitimacy to USC. Oregon's coming off of their best recruiting class ever.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's on, Mario Cristobal?
Yeah.
To get it turned around, to get that talent to actually come through on the field. But, I mean, Oregon looked like a team that should be on the same field with Auburn.
Yeah.
Who's going to challenge for an SEC title.
Yeah. No, I agree. By the way, I don't know if we mentioned this on the air yesterday. I know we did the other. Reggie Bush was not allowed to set foot on Southern Cal's campus. He's doing the game for FS1 he's with Urban, right? I mean, it's Leinart, Urban, and Bush.
Yeah, that's their Fox College Game Day version.
Southern Cal has said that Reggie Bush will be allowed on the field in the facilities as long as he's in a working capacity. Otherwise, he's still banned. He's banned!
Banned from the store.
And I do have to get
that a Seinfeld reference that I didn't get.
Yes.
Oh, you love that one.
Yes.
And this is not your fruit.
No.
Probably not.
Peaches, avocado, plums that are red inside. That's not your fruit. That's Kramer.
Favorite fruit.
You have a favorite fruit?
I love fruit.
Tangerines.
Love tangerines.
Tangerines.
Or clementine. Sorry, clementine.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Easier to peel.
Oh, yeah.
Comes across, comes out in those nice little wedges.
Yep.
Extremely juicy. Yeah. Clementine.
I have fruit almost every day.
Me too.
Blueberries, strawberries.
Blackberries.
I had some peaches this morning.
Blueberries.
Blueberries.
Blueberry.
And one last zinger from Steve Spurrier. Apparently, Gators reporter Ansley Lee tweeted on Tuesday that she had an encounter with Steve Spurrier. And she told Spurrier that her dad is a Florida State fan. Spurrier responded by saying, well, tell your dad that Willie Taggart is a great coach and FSU should give him a 10-year extension.
Well, to that, Grouper just texting in, would Urban Meyer ever go to Florida State? No, he wouldn't, but man, it would be great.
Why do you say he wouldn't?
They won't pay.
They pay everybody else.
That's the reason Jimbo left, is because they couldn't match what Texas A&M was throwing at him.
Nobody was throwing $70 million around at the time, and then Dabo turned that into
there was
90.
More to why Jimbo left as well.
Yeah,
there was an issue behind the scenes.
How about you see the story today? Maybe we'll get into it at some point. The Lane Kiffin in Tennessee. You know,
the 10 years later?
10 years later, it's all over the place.
Oh, mangoes. That's really high on the list as well.
Yeah, I'm not a mango guy.
I love
mangoes.
Not
a mango guy.
I like it. I don't love it.
That's even in a Seinfeld episode.
No, I know.
It's an aphrodisiac.
Absolutely. I think it moved.
It moved.
Lane Kiffin said he compared his time in Tennessee to childhood actors or actresses or singers. You get so much early so fast.
He did a lot of drugs.
And a lot of times it doesn't really work out well. A lot of the stories don't work out well because you get too much too fast. I know what happened to me because you start listening to everybody telling you how great you are. And that you're the youngest this or that, especially when you get to a place as special as Tennessee. But I'm a lot better, not just as a football coach, for everything that I have experienced there. Does he want the job back?
Honeydew?
Possibly.
How about Lane Kiffin at Florida State?
Honeydew is perhaps the worst fruit.
It's tasteless. It's tasteless.
There's nothing to it.
Yeah. Totally disagree.
Nothing to it. It's a filler for the mixed fruit bowls that you get at Publix. It's a filler, a waste of time.
No, it's not a waste of time.
Cantaloupe is good. Honeydew?
Yeah.
I'm with you.
Especially like honeydew when it's wrapped in prosciutto. That is delicious. Absolutely. That's a delicacy.
What are you wrapping your fruit in your meat?
Because that's a very common
prosciutto
thing.
And melon?
Yes, yeah. That's totally
Did you
common.
Ever watch the Dr. Scholl's gelling commercials?
Yeah.
Gelling like a melon.
All right. By the way, Pete Shepard. Nice,
kiwi. Love kiwi.
Nice segue because Tennessee goes to Florida this weekend. We'll have the game right here with Mick Hubert and company on 99.3 ESPN. Brought to you by Creel Tractors and Dental Design. That is at 11 o'clock on Saturday, Florida and Tennessee. Sound Street coming up next. Scheman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Taking a cruise through all the sound.
But they're not going to rook us.
Don't you ever talk about me!
Who was talking about you?
Come after me! I'm a man! I'm 40!
I can say anything I want. That's the beauty of this country.
I'm not laughing about it. You think this is funny? I take this serious.
It's time for
Sound Street on Scheman and Shepard.
All right, we're going to do something a little different today. Starting off Sound Street, we're going to start it off with a joke. Miami Dolphins general manager Chris Greer denies that the Dolphins are taking. That's a knee slapper.
Not God, what if you're with
me? This long-term with sustained success right away. And for us, we'll be very aggressive. You know, we're not going to sit here on a bunch of money or anything. I mean, the plan is to build a winner here. No one likes losing. And we've talked about building a team that's going to win and win and compete for championships for a long time instead of being in this 1 year and then you fall back for two or three. So, again, it's long-term vision, but we will be aggressive.
Good luck.
Love it. You two will be eating crow when they win the AFC East in 2022.
22? You're saying 3 years? Look, there's a lot of pressure on him. He better get these picks right.
Yeah, it'll be the first year. Brady's gone. Jared Stidham.
Stidham won two Super Bowls by then.
Are you saying that next year is Tom Brady's last year, Pete Shepard?
I've always thought that. I always
mark
thought that.
The tape.
You're so wishy-washy on this Tom Brady.
It might be this year. I don't know.
I would love to see
this year or next year.
It might be before the bye week this year.
Or it might be 2025.
They're going to pull an Eli Manning on him and bench him in the middle of the season.
Why should he retire?
Because we're tired of him. We're tired of him.
You're besides your prejudices and jealousies,
oh, blatant.
Why?
Yeah.
Speaking of Chris Greer, Minkah Fitzpatrick, breaking news, he wanted out.
Get out.
It's just one of those things. You know, the player had expressed that, you know, maybe time for him to change. And so we tried to make it work. Myself, Brian, Steve had multiple conversations with him about saying we wanted him here, viewed him as a core piece and wanted him here. And the kid just felt it was time for him to move. And we told what the value was. We told teams and we had multiple offers. And we felt that the Pittsburgh one was the one best for the organization.
He also urges the fans like Chris on the other side of the glass, trust in Chris Greer.
I would say the fans that appreciate their support. And, you know, they deserve a winner. We're trying to build them the winner. I would think the fans would also say that the cycle we've been for the last 10-plus years is not good enough, and we're trying to right that as fast as we can. You know, they deserve a winner, and we're trying to do that for them.
Meanwhile, Mike Tomlin.
He's absolutely correct on that, and I just figured out why Pete Shepard is so up in arms about this Dolphins tank job. I figured it out.
What is it?
Why?
Is that a tease?
Somebody's scared.
Oh.
Somebody's scared. He's been living in this world where the AFC East has been filled with ineptitude.
Yeah.
Well, guess what? A team's finally going to do something the right way and build through the draft,
absolutely.
And that scares Pete Shepard and every other New England Patriots fan. It's going to scare Tom Brady right into retirement is what it's going to do.
Fact, don't forget the Buffalo Bills and the Jets are coming strong,
Josh Allen is coming on, absolutely. Yeah. You never know what the Jets might do.
All right, here's Mike Tomlin. They got Minkah Fitzpatrick in that trade with the Dolphins. He said giving up a first-round pick speaks volumes.
You know, I think it's just our overall level of comfort about the player, first and foremost. Like I mentioned, it was no secret that we were in the market for a safety. When he came out, we did our due diligence on all of those guys. And, you know, obviously he was a guy that, you know, I went to Tuscaloosa twice in the draft process for. So, you know, when you get in these circumstances where you're talking about possibilities, there was a sense of readiness, a sense of knowing among us about his capabilities, his character, his football abilities, and his abilities to fit within what we do.
He also was asked about Colin Kaepernick. Because, you know, they need a quarterback. He don't want to talk about it.
Hey, guys, I went through the process that we went through in terms of our decision-making. We went with Hodges because he's been a significant component of our offseason and training camp. And for short-term fluidity, we thought that was the best. And we acquired Paxton Lynch because he is practice squad eligible. And we can bring him up to speed and evaluate him without utilizing a roster spot. I'm not talking openly about free agents that aren't on our roster. That conversation could go on for days and be endless. There's a number of people at the quarterback position and others that are unemployed in today's NFL. I'm not going to use this forum to do that.
All right. Nice dodge. Let's talk about Jalen Ramsey.
But again, Stephen A. Smith said the Steelers were contacted by Cap's agent, and they turned him down, and the Jets and the Saints are the other two.
Jalen Ramsey wanting out of Jacksonville, but he says, hey, a lot of fake news out there.
I've seen a couple fake things out there in the media right now that I don't love the city, that I ain't love the fans, that I don't, you know. Just whatever, speculations. None of that's true, man. I love Duval. The city embraced me. The fans embraced me since I've been here.
But I still want the hell out of here is how I translate that. He dodges the trade question. He says he's just focusing on Thursday night football.
Are you saying emphatically that you do not want to be traded?
Man, I'm focused on it's all right. He can ask you, bro. I'm focused on this Thursday. Focused on being the best teammate I can be while I'm here in Jacksonville.
Did a PR guy try to end that question? He goes, no, he can ask the question. Is that what happened there?
Yep.
Wow. Well, the question's already been asked. What's a PR guy going to do?
Get him with a big cane and hook him off the stage? I mean, please.
Good for him.
Very good.
Answering the questions.
All right. Fantasy football. Check it out on our website, 993ESPN.com. Brought to you by BMW of Fort Myers and Twin Peaks. Plus, Chris's fantasies are up there. And the Sheeman and Shepherd fantasy football game. It's a redo. A clean slate every week. Like this.
We call it the daily football model.
This is the week where I'm going to crack the top something.
Half.
40.
All right, we've got some suggestions for Eli Manning, and Pete wants to – he's got some analytics.
Yeah, a lot of
dive a little deeper.
Pros and cons into why you think he should be in the Hall of Fame. I said those of you who think he absolutely should not be might be surprised. You might change your mind, and vice versa. For those of you who think he absolutely is a no-brainer, I got some news for you there, too.
And we'll ask Field Yates his opinion, too. He joins us at 3:30. Sheeman and Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.